Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anybody who knows me knows I was cocky out of the womb.
His early break with Zip and Jake.
Brought to you by Gaina Trucking.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook on early break. So make sure you check out that. We'll also have Robin Wash today following that at 7:30. I saw Mickey Joseph, new Nebraska assistant
Interesting
coach.
Interesting development here.
Is, of course, coming to Nebraska from Louisiana. He's here. But he was in Omaha on Friday talking to some different recruits up there. Just we're doing some recruiting in general in Omaha. And I read an article by Sam McEwen.
Sammy.
Who believes that Mickey Joseph being in Omaha is going to really help Nebraska in recruiting there, mm-hmm. in getting more players. And I guess my question would be this.
Okay. Let's have a discussion.
There's a variety of fans you'll talk to that say, yeah, we don't need the Omaha kids because we'll get better players elsewhere. Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
We've heard those. We know we've heard those fans.
I guess.
They exist. Oh, we go to Texas, players are better there. Don't worry about your backyard.
I don't hear that a lot.
Heard
but
some.
Go ahead.
Heard
go ahead.
Some.
Yeah.
But why is it taking until Mickey Joseph being here for Nebraska to be able to maybe start doing better in Omaha compared to previous coaches in the area?
Hold on. First of all, don't build a false narrative here. Okay.
I'm looking at this previous class where you had the top three players went outside the state.
Well, there's – okay. All right. Now we're in it.
How about that?
We're in it. Because there's a reason. And I don't – okay. I was thinking about this last night, and it's a difficult discussion because it's there's people involved. That's, to me, it's complex and it's nuanced. On the other hand, you don't want to make it too complex. But, Jake, okay, yeah, Nebraska – failed to land the top few players in Omaha in the latest round of classes. But isn't there a part of you, Jake, that fully understands why a kid from Omaha, especially a kid like who's the kid that hold on, I'll get his name. Especially if you're a kid that has no real connection to Nebraska, you live here, but your parents aren't from here. Why would you be surprised that somebody would leave right now to especially go to a program that has fared better? And you don't have to look very far to find those. Okay. I ask you the question, why would you be surprised? That's what I'm saying. Don't make it harder than it is. Okay. The guy I'm talking about is Omaha Burks. Devin Jackson, mm-hmm. who went to Oregon. Jake, he made clear. Okay, I got a question for you, okay? Omaha Burks' Devin Jackson went to Oregon. He made it clear he wanted to play outside the state. Why would you hang that on anybody at Nebraska? Why? If I were a recruit right now, let's just say not even a football recruit, a basketball recruit, which we can get into if you'd like. If I were a basketball recruit like Hunter Salas, and I got Gonzaga recruiting me, and I have Kansas recruiting me, why am I going to Nebraska? Why can't we understand that?
Well, why is Mickey Joseph coming here going to change the narrative?
Well, I'm not saying – first of all, I'm not saying that.
That's Sam saying that.
Yeah, I'm not saying it. I'm not. Do you really think that Barrett Root is not a good recruiter? Really?
I don't know what he is. I don't know anybody how they recruit. I don't
Okay, well, let's not just assume.
I don't watch them. I don't see them in person with people.
Now Barrett might say, "Yeah, Mickey is better at that part of football coaching than I am. It's demonstrated, and maybe that will work out. But I'm not going to say Mickey after one weekend on the road in Omaha is the answer. Okay? I mean, I'm not quite ready to go there.
As you shouldn't.
Right. So now, he had an interesting quote. Michael Huffman of Bellevue West had an interesting quote in the article where he tells Sam McEwen, "There's no doubt in my mind Keegan Johnson and Caden Helms are Huskers if Mickey had been there." Okay, wow. Like Sam wrote, wowza. Yeah, that is an interesting quote, because Keegan Johnson, of course, went to Iowa, mm-hmm. and Helms signed with Oklahoma.
That's right.
Now, Huffman quickly points out in the article that while Joseph would have landed them both, in his opinion, it's no knock on Barrett. Barrett's a linebacker's coach. Mickey's the receiver's coach. So there's a big
and Caden Helms is a tight end.
Yeah, that's a big part of this discussion. In fact, Huffman said Rue does an excellent job. Send him a text, get a text right back. I don't think this has been a Barrett Rue issue. I refuse to believe it. I think that it's, in fact, if it is an issue, it's just one of a few that are critical, and the biggest one being the record. Okay. That's where I say I don't want to make the conversation complex. If you're a highly rated player and you have options right now, and you don't have any real connections to the program, then what are we talking about? Why is it surprising that somebody would go somewhere else?
It's not much about winning. Yeah, it's not surprising. I'm curious if people feel the same way, though, as Sam. And Michael Huffman saying that there's no doubt that these guys, Keegan Johnson, Cade Helms, would be going to Nebraska if Mickey Joseph was there at that time to recruit them.
Well, I mean, Mickey can
like
tell.
Like you said, Mickey's an offensive guy. That's obviously, those are offensive players.
Receivers.
Barrett is a linebacker's coach.
Right. And, you know, okay, Mickey does have an advantage in this situation. There's two guys I can think of that Mickey coached that might get one's attention, Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, right?
Yeah.
If you're a receiver, that might get your...
That's pretty tempting.
Yeah.
To follow that.
I mean, yeah, when Nebraska was ripping through Omaha and getting guys like Johnny Rogers and Keith Jones and Leotis Flowers and Calvin Jones and Amon Green and on, like Sam points out, Tony Veland, Randy Stella, Eric Crouch, on and on and on and on. They're winning. I mean, that was the thing. That was the thing, man. That was the thing to do. Get into that program. Well, I mean, it's a little different conversation now, right?
A lot different.
And
actually,
by the way, it's not like Barrett didn't get guys, as Sam points out. He went and got Nick Henrich out of Burke
Good
and
get.
Chris Hickman out of Burke. He lost Xavier Watts out of Notre Dame. I don't know why that's a big deal. Watts went as a receiver. Now they got him playing linebacker. I mean, come on.
It's just in-state talent going to a big school that's been successful.
Yeah.
That's why.
It is. Exactly. That's why it doesn't surprise me. Last year, Helms signed with Oklahoma and Micah Riley Ducker.
Went to Auburn.
From Bellevue West, went to Auburn.
Devin Jackson, Oregon.
Yeah.
And Deshaun Woods goes to Missouri. Now, the top four players in Omaha all left the state.
Right. Now, I understand you got to keep those guys, but I understand why they're leaving. So I get it. It doesn't, I'm not verklempt about this,
situation.
Yeah, I'm not. Because I understand it completely. Especially those guys, those latest guys that left, who all said, I didn't grow up a Husker fan. I have grandkids, Jake, who don't watch the games. They don't even watch. I've called Alex before kickoff, 16-year-old Alex, grandson, hey, you going to watch the game? What game? I don't know, Nebraska's playing Michigan tonight. Oh, no. No, there's a lot of kids, Jake, that aren't even watching. All right? So what? Am I surprised they're going other places? No, I'm not surprised. Because I know, I live it, I hear it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There you go. And as far as basketball goes, Isaac Trout. Jake, Isaac Trout went to Virginia. Virginia. You know who his finalists were? Virginia, Michigan State, North Carolina, and Nebraska.
Yeah, just kind of a pity one there for Nebraska.
Okay, so I ask you, are you surprised?
Well, I'm not. Right now, basketball is in a horrible spot.
And well, whatever. I wouldn't. Well, football's not in a great spot, by the way.
It's not.
Okay, Chucky Hepburn. Oh, I mean, Wisconsin.
But you said Nebraska
Wisconsin goes to the NCAA. Well, I know.
That's the sad part, is that we see high school basketball.
But if Nebraska did pursue him, Wisconsin can say, I don't know. I mean, you can go to Nebraska, but we make the NCAA tournament every single year. And we've been to four Final Fours.
And a national championship.
Right.
Been to one.
What? I ask you the question, why would you be surprised if he goes to Wisconsin?
I wouldn't be surprised. To me, the sad part is you didn't pursue him.
Well, whatever. They pursued Hunter Salas.
Like, I would be more okay with the Hepburn thing if you pursued him hard and he went there because they're a great program.
I don't want to say they didn't pursue him, but they did not pursue him hard.
It wasn't a huge part of their plan. No, and what do you see now? Nebraska has point guard issues, mm-hmm. and Wisconsin has a young point guard that's going to be there for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Already
now,
starting.
I get it. I imagine a text line is not – I'm not popular right now, but it's just – you got to think of it. You got to take off your fan hat and think of it realistically. You got to be realistic in the conversation, like Isaac Trout. It's a very realistic conversation.
Yeah, we get that. That one's painful.
Well,
but understand.
What's the difference with the football players right now? The record, we harp on Frost's records. 10-28 at Nebraska? 10-28?
No, was it overall?
Is it more?
More than that.
Well, get it.
He's better than 10-28 overall.
What is he?
I thought it was 15-28.
Okay.
15-29?
Okay, 15-29. Whatever. It's not good. It's not a good record. Get it.
I'm pulling it up. I'm pretty sure it's 15-29 if I had to bet on this.
15-29.
15-29.
15-29. Mm-hmm. Not 10-28. 15, whatever. It's why is the conversation that much different?
Because
why?
There's just a little bit more prestige to Nebraska football.
For sure.
A lot more prestige. Nebraska basketball, as we point out, is has never won a tournament game. I mean, it's been the bottom feeder of basketball for years,
decades. I think you're splitting hairs a little bit here. But, yeah, you're right to a certain extent. But the kids in high school, in their lifetime, Nebraska hasn't been – much of anything in their lifetimes, 16 years, right? It's been turmoil, Jake.
Yes, it's painful to see that.
Turmoil.
Yeah, it's been
a tough discussion. It's been ugly.
Stretch.
It's been turn on the radio and listen to a lot of people griping and yelling at each other.
Right.
It isn't pleasant, right? What kids have experienced at age 15, 16, 17, think about what they've heard and seen at their dinner tables, on social media, what do they see on social media? How ugly is that?
It's terrible.
Well, that's what they see, Jake.
Okay, let's spin this around then. Back to the beginning. So why could Mickey Joseph change the landscape of Nebraska recruiting in Omaha? Do you think that
he could go get some skill players?
Do you agree with Sam that he could?
Well,
change
I don't think that Sam wrote that. I mean, what's
Michael
that?
Huffman's quote was that Caden Helms and Keegan Johnson would be Nebraska players if Mickey Joseph was recruiting them.
The headline is Mickey Joseph already a hit in Omaha area has the juice to unlock it for Huskers. I know, but, you know, I mean, Mickey's a great recruiter. He could definitely help the situation. But I don't know. And maybe I don't know, Jake. Is it realistic that Mickey Joseph goes to Omaha and gets every top player? I mean, maybe.
I don't know. Hey,
maybe.
He can sell them right now. Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, my dudes.
Okay, but he could. But is he selling a defensive lineman that? Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, my dudes. But you're not playing for me, and I won't even have much contact with you. But
just trust my guy. Yeah. I trust my staff, dude. Right. Just know.
I don't know. Yeah, I think Mickey can help. Do I believe in Mickey as a recruiter? Hell yeah. Do I believe in Bill Bush as a recruiter? Yeah. It's not like I don't believe in Barrett, though. I believe in Barrett Root as a recruiter. I think, but if you go up and to Bellevue West and you're talking to about recruiting a couple receivers, yeah, Mickey's going to have an edge there.
Yes.
So that's, I don't know if we got anywhere on that.
Yeah, we got somewhere maybe. Okay. When we come back, Song of the Day next on Early Break in the Ticket.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.